The new plan was developed over the past 6 months and is expected to guide the 16-branch system for the next 5 years. Central to it, says Library Director Brett Lear, is the user's experience.
We held multiple community forums throughout the county and had some focus groups, and I was really pleased that one of the things that community does is love our staff. So serving the people that use our libraries will remain our top priority, and getting our buildings shored up a little bit too, which is part of the customer experience.
Usage of the libraries across the county now stands at about 2 million visits per year, with another 2 million annual visits to the library's website. Those numbers have been growing, but the library budget hasn't, and a ballot measure to boost revenues fell just short last November.
During the recession, we had to make reductions in things, and it's gotten to the point where right now a lot of our funding goes toward keeping our libraries open, minimal staffing and the books on the shelves, and not funding for much else.
Including getting the doors open again on Monday.
We've worked to put a number to what it would cost to open Mondays, both with staffing, and then when you're open more, you're going to want to have a few more materials that people can check out since people will be using the library more. We want to be able to offer events on those days, so it looks like Mondays cost about $1.2 million. So absolutely, it's something that we want to do, and finances do come into play with that.
There is wide public demand for that, but Lear says it's one of just several needs they face.
What happened during the recession is we made reductions to our book budget. We eliminated educational classes and events and things like that, and what we're left with is a talented staff that's in our libraries every day, and we've remained able to put books on the shelf, and those are pretty much the two areas that we're able to fund right now. And what we need to do is to be able to put some money towards educational classes for children and adults, and we have some buildings that are struggling a bit. So there are other areas that we do need to improve.
Technology is another need.
We're a little behind in certain areas. None of our libraries right now have computer labs. So there are some things that we definitely need to do around technology. You know, anymore, you can get library materials through your smartphone or your tablet or your iPad. So we have to be familiar with those things as staff. But then I would also like to be able to check out some of that technology to the public that doesn't have those things.
For years, the library system has been funded by a fixed allocation of county property tax revenues. So additional income will likely have to come from other sources, Lear says, and those are being studied.
What we'll have to figure out in the next year or so is, what does that path look like? Is it possibly pursuing another tax measure next November? Is it us focusing on partnerships and corporate sponsorships and fundraising, perhaps through our foundation? But we know we need money. What we have to decide now is, what's the best path to get that additional revenue?
Another ballot measure next fall is also being examined. But first, says Lear, it's time to finalize the strategic plan and circulate it for public reactions and comments on the key priorities it sets out.
In education and discovery, innovation, the customer experience, community engagement, financial sustainability, those are our five priorities. And within the next month or so, I want to get this document out to the public and start the conversation.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.